Ministry of Health here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines says one new positive COVID-19 case was recorded from 10 tests carried out yesterday. According to officials from the Health Ministry, there was one recovery and 5 persons are hospitalized with the virus. 1 is fully vaccinated and 4 are unvaccinated. To date, health officials say that 9,415 COVID-19 cases have been recorded here and 9,287 recoveries. The ministry says that 72,529 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered throughout the country. The total number of persons who received the first dose is 37,144, while 31,258 persons had their second dose, and 4,127 persons received boosters. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in St. Lucia yesterday reported a total of 79 new COVID-19 cases from samples processed on Friday and Saturday. This is from a total of 322 samples, of which 280 are from the Ezra Long Laboratory and 42 samples from the Laboratory Services and Consultations Limited. The health officials say that the samples were collected from August 16th to the 20th, and this number of positive cases makes up 24.5% of all samples processed in St. Lucia. Internationally, the United Nations-backed COVAX facility has offered Mexico $10 million worth of COVID-19 shots for children, a day after the country's president vowed to complain to the UN over missing doses. The president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he would raise the issue after Mexico received less than half of the $75 million worth of doses it paid for under the COVAX facility, which aims to distribute shots equally worldwide. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.